The world as you know it is about to change drastically. Sin has driven this world to this point you are in, and it is the point of no return. Now what must be will be, and nothing can stop my judgments from falling. Man has mocked me for too long, and I have patiently waited for him to come to his senses, but he has only grown more prideful. They think that I do not see everything they do behind closed doors. Don't they know that darkness is as light to me? They can fool others, but they cannot fool me. I can even see their wicked thoughts before they become actions. Man and even those that are mine have no fear of their God, and this is why they live careless lives. They think because I have been quiet, they have gotten away with it. How foolish. Every act and thought of man is recorded down, for they will account for it all. There is a great divide coming, and the evidence will be clear for all to see. As the eclipse happens, and the sun is covered, once it is revealed, when the moon has passed over, I will be revealing my true sons. They are already sealed, and they understand the signs of time. They understand what time it is. The line is drawn between the wise and the foolish, and each will find themselves on either side. There is never an in-between. Many who thought they are mine will find themselves in darkness, exposed to the enemy, to go through the testing and trials. You will not be able to cross over, for the door is already shut. I am moving forward with those that have been preparing and walking in obedience to me. My plans are with these ones, and I will build my kingdom with them, for I am entrusting much into their hands. They are stepping into the season where their fruits will be visible to all and be eaten by all who didn't do much. The fruits you have bore are for such a time as this, to feed others their proper food for the proper season, and this is that season. As I have now shut you in, you will begin to understand much more of what my plans are and the roles you will each play. You will know your rightful positions and what you are to do. You will be purged of all that is in you that is not needed, so that you are emptied of all that is not of me. You are here because you have been chosen. You have qualified. Now begin your training process so that you are able to stand in your position. You will be part of one big army, but in it will be different divisions with their division heads. Each division will have its own role specific to them, so that all divisions will complement each other and stand united as one towards a common goal, and that is to defeat the enemy and harvest souls. You will build as you hold a sword in one hand. You are one nation, one tribe, a kingdom of God, a kingdom not of this world. So you will operate under kingdom principles, and these are the things you must now begin to understand and align with. It will be a total renewal of mind to the things above, to the unseen realms. You will learn the full meanings of your names, not your Babylonian names, but those straight from Zion. Those with no names will receive their new names, for these names are your identities, your positions, and your assignments. These are your true positions in Zion, and so you will be fulfilling your purposes, ordained before the foundations of the world. You will also learn and understand the enemy's plan, his territories, and his government. You are a nation, and he has his own nation, so you cannot advance and attack another nation without understanding their strengths and weaknesses. You must know the formation of their army and how they plan to take on the world and the souls of men. Once you understand these things, you will be fighting from a position of victory. Understand that you are already victorious. You will fully understand who principalities, powers, rulers, and spiritual wickedness are. And you won't just understand theoretically, but practically as well, because the realms will be open to you. This training will happen in the realms as well. You must understand the powers they yield and how they work together and what role each of them plays, because you must war strategically. You will understand the powers that will be given to you and how you will use them. You will not all have the same powers. Powers will be based on your assignments and positions, but they will all work for the common good. You will know which powers to operate with in the air, which ones to operate with on land, and which ones to operate with in the waters. These powers will be both spiritual and physical, because demons will be physically manifesting in earth. You will also learn how to work together, in pairs and in larger groups. Your training will involve prayers, fasting, and also how to take care of your body. There are foods you will say goodbye to, and those you shall be strictly on. You will understand the benefits of what you will put in your body. Your body, soul, and spirit must be aligned to each other and to what you must accomplish. This will all work to sharpen your discernment in every way. Discipline is very key in the army, for it will determine how you yield and position yourself to this assignment. Laziness will not be condoned. Understand, sons, that you will not come for training to sleep and watch Netflix. No, here you are an army, coming to shed off your flesh in strict training. You will obey your division leaders and ultimately your general commander, whom you will all answer to. He has power and authority to boot you out. Just because you find yourself here does not mean things will be automatic. No, you will pull your weight around, even in doing the duties assigned to you. Christianity has raised a bunch of lazy Christians, and this is why this call is not for all. Another thing, you may find yourself in this camp in training, but not as an actual soldier, but you will be there to help your fellow soldiers attain to the call they have been called to. Just as a bride has bridesmaids, Queen Esther was the one with the mandate, but she had to have helpers with her, and this is why they were in the palace with her. So everything is well planned out, and it doesn't mean that if you are a helper, you are not important. You are, because without you, the soldiers cannot function. Even a natural army has all these people in their camp, including doctors to bind up their wounds from the war. So the training of the soldiers who go to battle will be different from those who will help. All your lives, you have been prepared for your specific roles. There is much you will learn once you get to this training, and this time is not far, because you have now entered the season of my judgments, which will require you to stand in your positions. This training will be physical in a physical location, meaning you will have to leave your families behind for a time. I will inform you of when to reveal this to them so that they are prepared for it. In your absence, they will be very well taken care of, and you will worry nothing about them. You will be allowed a certain number of times to communicate with them while you are away. At this point, you will know the location of where the training will be. In the 3 days of darkness, when I reveal you, when you will arise in my glory, you will be endowed with power, and you will have known who you are and what you are to do. So this means the training must be before then. I want you all to understand that you are not citizens of this world. You are soldiers in my kingdom, preparing for the greatest battle of mankind, a battle between light and darkness, the battle of gods. Satan is ready and prepared. The Nephilims are already in your world, and the demons in hell are ready to be released to come into your world as the portals of hell are opened. The fallen angels will soon be revealed and welcomed into your world. Fear nothing, only remain in prayer, prayer and prayer. Consecrate yourselves in every way, so that you may remain sensitive to the move of my spirit at all times. Walk in my instructions, and you will be safe always. Outside of my instructions is destruction for you. The hour has come, my sons, where all of creation has been waiting for your revealing. This season you are entering is very crucial, for the end-time prophecies will be unfolding right before your eyes. The world will be plunged into darkness, great fear and confusion, but not for you. You are the wise virgins that will meet me, and all will be revealed to you. It is time.